morning, everyone, and welcome to Angel Answers. I'm one of your hosts, Liz Pfister, and I'm joined this evening by Mary Hernandez and DC Love, and our friend Nicola Parrington, unfortunately, is feeling under the weather, so she's not with us this evening. But I'd like to tell everyone a little bit about Nicola. Nicola is a holistic therapist who works with her guides and angels to deliver messages from spirit and loved ones. She incorporates her skills in therapy alongside her psychic mediumship abilities to help assist you through your journey of life. She frequently uses tarot, oracle, and angel decks to complement her insight. You can contact Nicola at ParringtonNicola1@gmail.com or on Facebook at Nicola Parrington. And I am Liz Pfister. I am a spiritual intuitive, a oracle and tarot card reader, Reiki practitioner, holistic counselor, sound therapy, a little bit of everything here and there. So, and I am joined by Mary Hernandez and DC Love. So, Mary, how are you this evening?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. You want to tell the callers how they can, a little bit about you?
Yes, I'm an intuitive empath with the ability to communicate with spirit. I work with a variety of card decks to bring messages through from spirit and the angels and our passed on loved ones. I'm also a Reiki healer, and I can be contacted via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com or via Instagram or through the Sacred Embers a group in Facebook, as well as my profile on Facebook. How about you, DC?
Hey, everyone. It's DC Love. Well, a little bit about me. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer. I'm an empath. I'm an animal communicator, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, and there's so many other things. I lose track of them. But the most wonderful thing is that I connect with the angels. I bring the messages that you need to hear, and it fills me with such joy. I can't even imagine, you know, picking this, because when I started, I put an intention out to the universe. The universe was listening, and then I set the ball in motion. I had cookies flying off of countertops. My cell phone began to text me, and spirit sat upon me to get my attention. So all of this brought me to where I am today, and I'm just so blessed to be here. I do have a little message for you. I just like to say happy full moon, and your angelic team is here tonight during this beautiful full moon, and they want to let you know that this is a very magical time. So I don't know if you've been thinking about what you would like to manifest or maybe what you want to heal, but during this time you can manifest or heal whatever it is much more quickly. So this is a great time. If you haven't, as of yet, please set your intentions for this beautiful, you know, full moon's energy. And if you have time, you can go out in the moonlight and you can sit there, you can meditate, you can breathe, you can set the intentions out there, because this too is a very powerful way to put your intentions out to the universe. Now we have Archangel Raphael coming in. For those of you who don't know him, his name means God heals, and he is our supreme healer of the angelic realm. He and all the healing angels, they're gathering around everyone, and they want to assist whomever is in need of healing. So please close your eyes, breathe in slowly, in through the nose, in through the mouth, into the nose, sorry, and out through the mouth, and try to do it a couple more times. Okay, so this should help you to get a little bit more grounded and centered. Okay, you may have noticed Archangel Raphael's beautiful emerald green energy beginning to surround you, and we ask that he fill each of you now with his beautiful emerald green healing light and love, and allow this beautiful energy to go where it is needed. Each of you are now healing and clearing and detoxing all energy that is not healthy or for your highest good. The healing angels are with you as well to help with this process. They are stepping forward, and they're filling each of you as well with love. They remind you that love is always the answer. No matter the question that you have, love is the answer. Archangel Raphael is wrapping you in his healing wings. And as you heal, he also inspires you to compassionately reach out to others that are maybe hurting or also in need of healing. He will empower you to become a healing force on this earth if that is something that you would be interested in. All you have to do is ask him. The angels of abundance and prosperity are with us. They're stepping forward, and they remind you that you can instantly manifest your desires at this time because it's a more powerful time energetically. Breakthroughs and miracles, they're possible as well at this time and a lot faster. So they're saying, are you ready, beloveds? And Ginger is here. And for those of you that don't know her, she's my personal angel with fur. And she's saying, fasten those seatbelts, peeps. Exciting changes are on the way. And right behind her is Joan Rivers. And she's saying, people say that money is not the key to happiness, but I always figured if you had enough money, you could have your own key made. I'm sure you would each agree that it's much easier to be unhappy in a Jaguar than on a bus. After all, girls just want to have funds. And she's talking about FUNDS. And she's saying, can we talk? Many of you are also looking for love, aren't you? And she's saying, if you love someone, just let them go. But if they come back with coffee, then you know it was meant to be. I once asked my husband, why don't you call out my name when you're making love? And he replied, because I don't want to wake you up. Okay, so Ginger is coming in. She's intervening, and she's saying, Joan, how about we say some powerful and positive affirmations for this amazing full moon? And, you know, let's help these people. Good idea, Ginger. I release what no longer serves me. You can say them along with me. I am open to receiving the abundance of opportunities that are flowing to me. I activate the river of joy that flows through me. Now, Joan likes that affirmation. I've never been called a river of joy before. Ladies, how about we release those sexy inner goddesses? Here's a few more affirmations. My sexy love vibes make me irresistible, and they help me to find my perfect soulmate. Angelic love flows through me, matching me with my perfect partner. Okay, Joan, I just want to remind you that I believe we have a PG rating. Oh, okay, Ginger. I'm sorry. I'll take it down a notch. I'm worthy of love. I attract love into my life easily. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. My past experiences do not define me. I am confident in who I am, and I make myself a priority. I am attracting the perfect partner. Our relationship will be based on love and honesty. My heart is open and willing to receive love. Now remember, everyone, wear underwear because as you're climbing the ladder of success, people are watching. I snuck that one in, Ginger. Okay, ladies, so that was a little bit of a full moon message. I don't know what it was full of.
I loved it. Luckily, I was on mute because I blurted laughter.
Well, you know what Joan is saying to you? Mary, I'm dead serious. I love you to the moon and back.
I love her too.
Yeah. She is so excited.
How beautiful.
I was whispering into her ear that our beautiful, beautiful Liz, you have an amazing new deck, and we can't wait to laugh, and we can't wait till you share it with us. So we're all excited as well. We can't wait.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
It's really
humor
exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? She listens to us all the time, and she's saying she loves the mirror work that we suggest to people. But she's saying, I stopped aging because there's no mirrors where I am. So I said, okay, Joan, that sounds good. Okay.
Well, I love that.
Yeah, right? Well, she's ready to jump in, I think, so I hope that she does behave, of course.
That's always a task for Joan.
Yes, yes. And Ginger's standing by with duct tape, so we're ready.
We're ready.
All right. Well, would you like to get Joan in her heart space here? I brought my heart chakra bowl with me this week to play, to start the show off.
Oh, my gosh, yes,
like
please.
Okay.
Yes, let's do that, please. Yes.
All right. Everyone take a deep breath in through your nose and let it out through your mouth.
Wow, that was truly amazing, Liz. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, thank you. It gets us all in the same space, same vibration.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
You can't send
too
much love out into the universe.
No. You know what I have to ask you, Liz? Have you been dreaming about Joan? Because she's saying, I've been visiting Liz in her dreams.
I think I have, because I've been waking up with these urges to go shopping. And anyone who knows me, I hate shopping. Hate it.
She's saying, you know what, they have the 24-hour shopping channel. All you have to do is turn it on, Liz.
She's right. I guess I can tune in. But I think she's been helping me with my fashion sense, too. I've really been going out with some different clothing options than I normally have in the past, so... She's been here hanging out, checking in. So I thank her.
That's cool.
You know,
that
not
works.
Necessarily a super dressy person. I'm kind of I'm more of a hippie vibe. So she helps me be a little bit more classy when I go places.
Yeah, but she loves the colors that you wear and everything. She's saying you've got your own sense of style, and you know, just stick with it. It works for you. She loves it.
No, well, I thank her very much.
Yep, it really does work for you. Yep. My goodness. So with this full moon and everything, do we have callers?
Oh my gosh, a long list of callers.
Oh,
really?
Are we ready?
Wow, that's amazing, doesn't it? Wow.
They must not be getting thunderstorms where they are.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. around 8. Over here in the East Coast.
Yeah, well, we were supposed to get them a little bit around 4, and I think it happened for a little while, and then it's, you know, calming down. So I think Joan is holding things back for everyone.
Oh,
our beautiful show. So I thank her.
All right. Well, we can wait till 9 for storm.
Are we ready to open the line?
Yes. Always ready, right?
Okay. I'm going to pick up the first caller.
Okay.
Area code 570. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
My name is Kaylee.
Hi, Kaylee. Do you have a question for us today?
Well, almost 3 years ago next month, I lost my fiance. And I just wanted to know that he was okay, that he's okay, and that, you know, he still loves me and everything. And I guess the big question, I don't know if you guys can even answer, is if you can find out why I lost him.
I got chilled.
Okay. Well, Kelly, this is DC.
Hi.
I just want to say that I'm very sorry for your loss. Each of us come into this world, we contracted for how long we were going to be here, okay?
Okay.
So even though that, you know, like you and he may have not known it at the time, you know, on a soul's level, you know, each of you knew how much time that you had together. Okay. And even though he's not here with you physically, he's saying, I'm with you all the time and I love you. And he's showing me that you see him out of the corner of your eye sometimes.
I always wonder if I'm just going crazy or if I want to see that.
That's truly him, and he is with you, but he's, like I said, he's just in a different form, Okay. Anything? Yeah, he's really happy that you called in tonight because it's time to clear the heavy emotions that you're holding on to. Okay? And just know that he's with you, but you just have to get used to him being in, you know, that different form. Do you think of him often when you hear a certain song?
Yeah.
Because he's showing me music. Okay. Yeah, he's definitely with you, hon. Okay. And I don't know what you've been doing, but he's saying, you know, when you, you know, achieve those things that you want to achieve, he's almost like your little personal cheerleader. You know, he's so very, like, proud of you and everything. So know that he is truly with you. You know, he hasn't gone far. He's there with you. He's sorry that, you know, for all the emotions and everything. I just, oh, my gosh, like the heaviness and everything. And he wants you to know that, you know, you've got to let go of that and allow yourself to live, to truly live your life. And that's the way that, you know, you're going to honor him. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I feel like you're holding on to these emotions, hon, and it's affecting your physical health.
Well, the way he died is he lost his battle with depression. So a lot of that is me blaming myself for not being there for him when I needed to.
Okay. Well, you know what? You were a pillar of strength from him. That's what I'm hearing, a pillar of strength. Okay? And he's saying, please, you know, don't hold on to the things that I held on to. You've got to, you know, take care of yourself. He's asking that that you relax, you meditate a little bit, because he's saying that you're in emotional turmoil presently.
Yeah.
Okay? And he doesn't want you to be like that. He wants you to, you know, to live life again. Okay? And he's with you, and he wants you to just, you know, to go forward and to live the life that you came here to live. Okay? He knows it's hard. And he's saying, do it gradually, hon. Kelly, do it gradually, you know? And I'm getting, you know, you've worked really hard, and I do feel like, you know, this transformation is coming about, but you've got to trust in yourself a little bit more.
Yeah.
Okay. He's saying, please trust in yourself. You can do anything that you put your mind to. And I believe that. Okay.
Okay.
But he's saying you're taking everything a little bit too seriously right now. And what he's showing me, hon, that you've suffered through many lifetimes yourself. Okay.
Yeah.
I just you've taken everything, you know, so seriously. He's saying you've suffered through many lifetimes, okay, and thinking this is the only way, if I can continue suffering, this is the only way I can get through life. And he's saying, please, don't do that. I want you to have fun. I want you to dream. I want you to enjoy life as much as you can. You have so much to achieve. He's saying pain and sorrow, you know, they're in everyone's life, but you've got to go past these feelings, and you've got to live your life, okay?
Okay.
He wants you to just be positive, go forward. He's saying there's so much waiting for you. You have a beautiful future ahead of you, and I truly believe that you do, hon. So he's very happy that you called in, especially with all this beautiful energy, okay? He's saying that, you know, even with, like, I don't know, work, what you do, but he's saying that you were, like, you it feels like you have, like, your plate, like, everything is flowing off of your plate. You had so many things going on at once, and you're filled with stress. And that sort of made you think about things, maybe reconsider something, reevaluate. Did you take a little break from something?
I actually randomly decided to up and move 800 miles away from home.
Okay. Well, he's saying that's a good thing. Okay. But he's saying you've got to let go of the doubts that you have in your mind, because you may have moved, but you brought the doubts with you. Okay. You've
yeah.
got to let go of them. Okay. And he's just saying, you know, there's so much waiting for you. There's so much success, you know. And he wants you to just, you know, enjoy your life and, you know, take a little time and just, you know, focus on you, okay?
Okay.
But he feels, you know, so blessed that you called in. and I'm blessed as well, because I hope that those messages, you know, resonated with you, and, you know, and you really know that he is, in fact, with you, okay?
Yes.
Okay, and he's just asking you to keep going forward. There's so much that you have to do, and I feel like, I don't know what kind of healing, but he's saying she's a healer. So I don't know, you know, there's so many different modalities of healing, Kaylee, so I don't know what you're interested in, but you have the ability to help others as well. Okay?
Okay.
So he's saying, please, you know, let go of the past so that you can have the amazing future that is waiting for you, Kaylee, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and he's always going to be with you. You know, he will always be there with you. But you're here physically, and he wants you to just, you know, really enjoy your physical life, okay? And he's giving you this amazing hug. He's holding you in this beautiful embrace, and he's saying, you know, I will always love you. I'm always by your side, okay? Have you been looking at, like, old pictures of him?
Yes.
Okay. Have you noticed in the pictures? He's showing me these tiny little orbs in the pictures.
When he passed, I was 6 months pregnant with our daughter. So I was comparing pictures of him and our daughter at the age she is now. And, like, I noticed, I wasn't sure if, like, the photo I had was gotten ruined or something.
That was a beautiful orb. Now, when he's near you, I know for myself, like, I get chills when someone is, like, near. Do you get the chills, too?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's just another, you know, validation that, Kelly, it really is him, okay? And he's just, he's saying you're an amazing, beautiful woman, and you're an amazing mother, okay?
Thank you.
And he's saying your prayers are always heard. Please don't think that they're not. They're always heard. Okay? And he wants you to know that, you know, you are so amazing. Please never forget that. Okay?
Okay.
But now is the time the angels are coming in, Kaylee, and they're saying this is the time that you've got to let go of all of the stuff that you're thinking about yourself, the stuff that's limiting you. Okay?
Okay.
It's time to own your power and really have the life that you truly deserve. And know that you are worthy of it, okay?
Yeah.
And he's going to be with you every step of the way, okay?
Okay.
And he's saying, you can't imagine the power that you have within, okay?
Yeah.
And he's saying, you've been through, you know, like this nasty storm of love, but you're going to get through this. And he's saying, I love you. I love you, you know, my beautiful darling. I love you. Please have faith. So that's what I have for you. I hope it helped. And I'm going to turn
you
over to the ladies, Kaylee. Please stay in touch with this one, okay?
We will. Thank you.
God bless.
Hi, Kaylee. This is Liz. And I pulled some cards here for you. The first card I got was Cornucopia. And it's a beautiful card. It's number 11, which is the number of the angels, which I thought was very interesting. This is a cornucopia, and it's overflowing with the fruits and vegetables, and it's got this beautiful yellow golden sun shining down on it. And what that tells me is he had fulfilled his purpose here. Just like DC said, you know, before we come to this earth to inhabit an earthly body, our soul knows, you know, what the plan is. It knows how long we're going to be here and all those things, and we sign up for that path. So what I'm getting from that message is that, you know, he came here and he fulfilled what he was supposed to do, and it was time for him to move on. And the next card I got was the Thinking Man, which again reiterates him having the, you know, the mental fight. It wasn't really anything anyone could do. This was an internal struggle for him. And, you know, as we're seeing right now in the world, mental health is becoming a huge, huge thing that people are talking about, because with the pandemic, obviously, people's mental health is suffering even more immensely than previously. And so
yeah.
Many people suffer this way, too. You know, it's not unusual. So this card just tells me that, yes, he was lost in his head. It wasn't something that necessarily, even if you had been there, that you could have helped him with. Because sometimes when people just have these things going on, they can't escape it. It's very difficult. But the next card I got was adjacent possibilities. And what this, to me, is this card is for you because it's about the future. And it's looking at how you can take this story that you have and you can use it to help other people. So, you know, we all have a story. We all have something that we went through. And no two people's stories are the same. But many times we run into other people who have gone through similar experiences. And it's always nice and comforting to hear someone else's story. So there's someone out there that needs to hear your story and needs to know that they can make it because you've made it through and you've persevered through this. So look at that, especially right now, again, like I said, with the state of the world, with the mental health crisis, this is the perfect opportunity, you know? And at first it may be difficult for you to share that story, but as you do it and you see it heal other people, it will in turn heal you. So okay. It's going to be very powerful and pivotal for you to do that. And it may be reaching out to some groups where, you know, other people have suffered similar circumstances and just being with those people that have been there and experienced that. And then the last card I got was from a different deck, and it's called the Winged Wise Ones. And so with that card, what I want to tell you is anytime you see, you know, creatures with wings are oftentimes our spirits or past loved ones visiting us. So when you see butterflies or birds, dragonflies, bees, any of those things, recognize that that's him giving you a visit. That's him showing back up and saying, hey, I'm here. And if you ever question it, you know, you can always kind of talk out loud to it and say, you know, if this is you, come a little closer, you know, and then you'll get confirmation that way. But that's how he's going to show up to you. That's what he's telling me. And with wings, you know, and it could be in different forms. Like I said, it could be a butterfly, it could be a dragonfly. One time, you know, might be a cardinal, might be a blue jay. But you'll see him around in those forms, and he'll be around often. It's not just like DC said, he's with you all the time, but he'll make some more visual appearances, you know, and those things tend to comfort us, probably during times when you're going into a little bit of stress or panic, you know, or when you're nervous about a situation, you might see this little butterfly float by. No, that's him saying, hey, I'm here, you're going to be okay, I'm supporting you, I'm helping you. So I hope those messages help you some. And you still have Mary to hear from. And I'm sure she'll have some more beautiful insight for you as well, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi. Hi, Haley. It's Mary. I picked for you from the Talking to Heaven deck. And I just want to say again, I'm sorry for your loss. While DC and Liz were talking and giving you those beautiful messages, I kept hearing from him, don't blame yourself for his death. And then I kept feeling a light touch on my left side, on the head, like on the hair. I'm not sure if you feel that at times. Sometimes spirit comes to me and shows me like what I can tell the person I'm reading so that they can know it's them. So I felt him like on my left side, like a light tingle on my hair, like, you know, a soft touch on the hair. So I'm not sure if you feel that at times, Kaylee. You do?
Yeah, I do, actually. I always think that it's like my kids playing with my hair or something.
Oh, I'm so chilled because that's how he was coming through for me. And I'm like, okay, is Haley's a husband? So I'm glad. Okay. And then from the cards I got, I'll give you a couple of messages. You are definitely an intuitive, and you're going to help a lot of people based on the cards that I pulled for you. So the first one was a message from talking to heaven, and he wants me to read from the card for you, from the book for you. And it says, "It is beautiful where I am." And it, I'm so chilled. "I wish that for just a moment I could share my world with you. This heavenly realm is beyond description. It is where colors, hues, and patterns of all different types sing and come alive. Here there is a brilliant light that permeates everything, and everything in turn is filled with indescribable joy. Here you suddenly become aware that you are connected to everything. There is no anger or hardness in this world. Those emotions have been replaced with overwhelming peace and joy. It is love at its finest. It is heaven, the place where I'll be waiting to greet you one day." And that's that message, which I am so chilled and a little emotional. And then the other deck I pulled for you was the Angel Prayers card, because I feel you need some prayers and the angels to come through. And the card was "Honor Your Feelings" by Archangel Haniel. "Thank you, Haniel, for supporting me as I honor my emotions." And then she's holding a lotus flower. And as we know, the lotus flowers have so many petals, which means that you're going to flourish into something so amazing, and you're going to help so many people, just like Liz and DC mentioned. I mean, I just feel like very chilled as I'm seeing it. And then I need to read from the book because they really want me to. So it says, "You're allowed to be emotional, and it's completely natural to express your emotions. The angels are encouraging you to acknowledge how you feel and express that in a positive and loving way," which for me means helping others in a similar situation. "You are a sensitive soul and probably more sensitive at this time, but this is great. When you express your emotions, you're expressing how much you care about a situation. And when you begin to acknowledge how you feel, you come into a deeper alignment with yourself. Your sensitivity is not a curse, but a gift from God. You are being encouraged to clear your emotions out by honoring how you feel and being honest with yourself. You will then be able to express who you truly are and will come into alignment with the gifts and talents you have to share with the world." How amazing is that?
Yeah.
Kaylee. And then Archangel, and then the Archangel who is going to help you is Archangel Haniel, and it's H-A-N-I-E-L. She's a goddess, Archangel of the Moon. Her name means the grace of God, and she is a powerful angelic force that helps us access our gifts and talents. She can help us unlock our empathic and intuitive abilities too, but in order for this to happen, we have to connect with the deepest emotions we're feeling now. Let Haniel support you in this and allow her moonlit aura to help you shine with grace. And how amazing, I'm so chilled, because in the background is a full moon, and tonight is the full moon, so maybe you can call on her tonight. Oh, my gosh, I'm so chilled. So she does want me to tell you that. So there's a full moon in the background. And then, I feel like your intuitive abilities, once you know you put your emotions in order and you're going to be able to connect, like, really deep and help so many. And then as I'm looking at a card deck that I pulled from, the last card on the deck is Loved One in Heaven, and it says, "Thank you, loved ones in heaven, for drawing close at this time." So how beautiful is that? So he just wants to let you know that he's going to be helping you as well. And anyone else who's, you know, passed on as well. So, Kaylee, I hope that helps. Such beautiful messages, and I feel like you're an intuitive yourself, and I'm sure you're going to call us soon and tell us that this helped you so much and you're tuning in and helping others, because I really feel it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Make sure you give us a call back. We'd love to hear from you.
I will.
I'll place you on hold, Kaylee. Okay. Thank you for calling. Wow, how beautiful.
Yeah. That was beautiful.
Wow. He's definitely helping her, for sure.
Yeah.
I got
so
emotional. I try to contain my emotion. It's really hard
sometimes.
Sometimes
it's hard.
Yeah.
Because he came in strong. He's got lots of love for her.
Oh, my goodness.
So
yeah.
Are you guys ready? Because we have, like, a long list
yes.
of callers.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
We're ready, Mary.
All right.
Okay. I'm just trying to check if there's someone from last week that stayed on hold before I picked the next caller. Okay. Nope. Okay. Area code 612, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Area code 612. Hello? Okay,
no.
We can't hear you. Okay.
Maybe they stepped away.
Okay. Yeah, I'll come back to them. Okay, let's pick up the next one. I haven't seen this number for a while. Area code 804, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hello, good evening. Thank you all for taking my call. My name is Vernell, start with a V like in Virginia, and I'm in Virginia.
Woohoo!
Hi, Vernell.
Awesome. Hi, Vernell. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, but first of all, I'm going to say, like your previous caller, I lost my boyfriend last year on St. Patrick's Day in the morning, and it happened so suddenly and so quickly from cancer, and I miss him a great deal every day, and sometimes I wonder if he's, you know, doing pretty much the same thing he did when he was still living as a human, you know, if he still listened to the same music and doing all of the things that he liked when he was still living.
Okay.
I feel he is, but I'll let DC bring him in.
Yes, Vernell, this is DC. I too feel that, you know, he's doing, you know, the same thing that he did, and he's doing a lot more too. And he's just, he sees things from such a different perspective. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, he didn't even realize, even with you, I mean, he sees now, you know, he sees you more than, it's a weird way of saying it, but he sees the woman that you are more than he could see while he was here on earth with you. You know, how amazing that you are. He truly sees it now, Vernell, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Okay. He just loves you and he honors you, and he's saying you are this amazing, beautiful woman. You're sensitive, and you give out so much love, okay? And your values are so, like, they're unmatched. And he's hoping that, you know, that you're going forward, and, you know, he wants you to just live the life that you're here to live and to reach, mm-hmm. you know, your full potential is what I'm getting. But he's mm-hmm. saying, you know, a woman like you is like a rare gem. It's like, you know, you're like a diamond. You know, women like you come few and far between is what I'm getting from him, okay?
Uh-huh.
And he's just, I appreciate you, your sensitivity for everything that you've done. And, mm-hmm. you know, I can't ever thank you enough. But he's saying, you know, you deserve to live the life, you know, that you came here for, and it's going to be a beautiful life for now, okay?
Okay.
And he's saying you're going to have a lot of fulfillment, and he doesn't want you to be alone, is what he's telling me?
Well, I told him, and I must admit by other readers, I told him that, you know, I don't intend on having any more relationships, and I told him that my relationship with him is the last one, and I told him that after we had got together and settled with each other, and I had already predestined that that's the way I wanted to be, and it's not just for that reason alone that I decided that that's going to be, you know, our relationship is going to be it.
He's just saying, you know what, things change. All I'm hearing is, you know, please be open because things do change, and life is going to, you know, be filled with happiness and joy. And, you know, there's so much waiting for you, okay? So he's just saying, you know, be open. You know, he wants you to just be open, okay?
I was hoping that, like, and I get that, whenever my time comes, it's going to be quite a bit of time from now, but you know, I was hoping that, you know, whenever my time comes, that you know, not only would he wait for me, but that he would you know, we would be together and stay together after I cross over, and I'm hoping he wants the same thing.
Okay, well, that's something you're going to have to, you know, talk to him about when you get there. I mean, each of you decided to come into this lifetime together, and, you know, he loved the way he did and everything. But he's asking you, you know, not to hold on to your beliefs so strongly, because life has so much waiting for you for now. So that's what he's showing me. He just wants you to really, you know, release all the, you know, all the things that you're believing and carrying. He's saying there's so much, you know, that is waiting for you, okay? And I feel like the way he's showing me, it's almost like you put yourself in a trap, okay, in regard to love and, you know, making peace with the situation, okay? And he's just showing me the angels are just surrounding you with so much love for now, okay? So he wants you to just, you know, like he's saying, you don't have to do anything right now, but, you know, please be open to whatever comes your way, okay? And he just loves that you are, okay? And he's saying, you know, just allow yourself to grow, you know, and experience life for now, okay? I'm sorry that I left the way I did. He's saying to me, he's saying, but things sometimes, you know, they just happen. And, you know, I was meant to go at the time, you know, when I left. And I'm with you. You're not alone, but I can't be with you physically the way we were. And he's saying, you've got to know that, you know, at times I know that you feel like life isn't fair. You feel like you've been cheated. You've been robbed of love. But he's saying, please, you know, allow the angels to help you to heal. Go with the flow and, you know, and allow yourself to be filled with joy again, okay? He just wants you to have that happiness and joy that you truly deserve, okay? Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Well, I mean,
and he's saying, you know, you're
things.
A very independent woman, but sometimes you take things to the extreme, okay? And he just... He's showing me, like, all, you know, all the beautiful qualities that you have, the love, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he's saying, please, you know, don't stay. It's almost like you're stuck, like, in time. And he's saying life has so much for you. Okay. And he's saying don't be surprised if someday, and I'm just telling you, he said that, you know, what you're thinking now changes. Okay. And he's supporting, you know, you with having this beautiful life that you deserve, okay? He's saying there's nothing wrong with a fresh start, you know? And I'll be with you when it's your time. I'll be waiting for you.
Okay?
He's, you know, like when, if love comes along and it's right, he's saying just have an open mind, okay?
I just don't want to be in another relationship anymore. I mean, my mind is already made up on that, and I'm not changing it. I'm just not changing it.
Just saying that your soul has struggled, you know, to stay where you are, and And he's saying it's time to allow yourself to move forward. Okay? And he's saying, you know, you're here to celebrate life to the fullest, to experience all that there is to experience. Okay? So he's just saying there's, you know, there's so much more that, you know, that life has waiting for you. Okay? And he just, he asked that you be open to all the good that's coming your way. Okay? And he's saying, you know, you have a personality that attracts success, it attracts joy. And he's saying, you know, I hope that you go forward and you just know that you can take life and you can make it whatever you want it to be. He's saying there's so much good waiting for you. But there's some, you know, there's some things that you're not allowing. You're sort of like almost putting like a roadblock up there now, Invernell. And he's saying, you know, you don't have to do this, okay? So he's showing me the angels, and they're trying to walk with you and take you into a beautiful new future where there's, you know, anything that you're open to is waiting for you, okay?
Okay.
So he just, you know, he's saying, you know, you're here to live your life. He's saying you're a very strong woman, but he's asked that you allow the angels to help you, okay, because you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders, hon, okay? And he wants you to let that go. And he's asking you to please surrender all of this that you're holding on to and allow God to help you to heal, hon, okay?
Okay.
So he's saying you've been holding on for too long. Okay, and that's what I have. I hope it helps you. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies for now. And I send you light and love, hon. What's that, honey?
But before you go, I have to quickly ask you a question. Is it okay? My cat, Lucy, she's been sick for a while, and she comes to me, and she put her paws on me and look at me like she's trying to tell me something, and she have a hard time using, she meows or something when she used the cat box. And she had been losing weight, and I took her to the vet and all, but do you know if she's dealing with some sort of blockage that could be cleared up and she'll be okay?
Okay. I'm trying to see what I can get.
Okay.
Okay. The first thing that I'm getting is like massage. Do you like massage her?
A little bit, but not a whole lot. If that's what it takes, I'll do that.
Yeah, because that's the first thing that I'm getting. The lower back even is what I was getting. Let's see if I can get anything else in regard to her health. Let me see. Yeah, I was getting like massage would really help.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm feeling that you have to tell her that she's not here to hold on to your problems for now.
Right.
Tell her she's,
right.
You know, she's beautiful and just being her is all that you want her to be. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she's holding onto some negativity. To some worry and stress, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay?
So I feel like she's, you know, she's picking up, you know, your emotions, if that makes sense to you.
Yes, it does.
Okay. There's videos on YouTube. There's healing videos, you know, for animals. You could put that on and sit there with her. I mean, I think they would really help you as well, okay?
Uh-huh.
I do feel like she's carrying a lot on her shoulders, and I feel like physically she feels that. Okay, she's a very sensitive, beautiful little animal, and I feel like, you know, she's not in a healthy state of mind because she's worried about her mommy. Okay. So I would just, like I said, put on that beautiful, you know, one of those beautiful healing videos for her, watch. I feel like she's watching you and everything, and, you know, she may be trying to, like, look and see what you're doing, and she might hurt herself. So just keep an eye on her, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And I feel like, you know, I feel like whatever's going on, I don't feel like right at this time that, you know, it's major. I feel like the, you know, angels are saying minor, okay? But she needs to, you know, they need to be addressed. I would even, you know, like keep an eye on her, and if it does continue, I would take her back to the vet and see about, like, you know, even stress. She's holding on to stress, Okay, but I do feel like there's some kind of, like, back pain with her is what she's showing me. And there's something with the one knee. I feel like there's, like, she's holding on to something as well with the one knee, you know? So that's what she's showing me. But I know there's, like, a lot of stress on, and, you know, you've got to, you know, you've got to help her to release that, you know, and tell her she's not there to, you know, to carry this heavy load. It's not hers. Okay, and I would like massage her little, like her whole back, you know, before I even go to bed, you know, just massage her back and, you know, talk to her. And I feel like it's going to help. And I do feel like she astral travels, like while she's sleeping and she's with you and then she's, you know, with him, you know. And she's just trying to, like, she's. Yeah, she's trying to help you, you know? Okay? So please, you know, talk to her, massage her, and, you know, put on a little video. And just, like I said, and if she doesn't seem to be getting better, I would, you know, ask, you know, her vet and things about maybe, like, you know, like she's holding on to stress, and maybe if he could feel her back as well, okay? Is she eating good?
But overall, she'll
healthfully,
be okay.
Vernell, is she eating well?
Well, she gets cat food with gravy in the can, and she drinks the gravy, and then she don't eat the rest. But then, you know, off and on, she will come back to it and eat the food, and she drink a little water.
Okay.
So she's still eating somewhat.
Okay. Alrighty. I just, like I said, I feel like there's something going on with the back. I would, like I said, I massaging her, I think, would help. But if she's still, you know, continues, I would, you know, take her back. I just, to the vet, I feel like I said there's, like, you know, she's hanging on to a lot of stress and everything. And maybe if you start massaging her back, too, you'll be able to feel it, okay?
Okay,
God bless you, hon. Good luck.
Okay, thank you so very much.
All right, Vernell, this is Liz. And,
hi, Liz.
I have some cards here for you.
Okay.
So the first card I pulled is forgiveness and understanding. So your boyfriend on the other side, he wants you to forgive, you know, forgive the situation, forgive yourself for any guilt that you're feeling about it, any anger that you have around it. Around the situation, and just understand, like DC said, when we come here, we've signed a soul contract. We know how long we're going to be here. We know when we're going to leave. We know the things that we're going to encounter, you and him both. So he's asking you to make peace with that, because it's really, it's bringing you into depression, and he wants you to live. You know, our birthright when we come here is to be happy. And even though we suffer some, you know, some sad things that happen to us, some sad circumstances, we're still supposed to continue to find our joy and happiness throughout life. You know, we need to, you know, not to forget him, you know, but to remember the time with him and hold a special place for that in your heart with joy and love. But he also wants you to move on. And, you know, if you don't want to get a relationship, that's not necessarily what you have to do. But he wants you to enjoy life. He wants you to go out. He wants you to be around people and smile and laugh. Because the second the second card I got is cut the cord. So you still are holding an energetic, you know what energetic cords are that we have with other people? Have you ever experienced a cord cutting? So you have an energetic cord that's still attached to his spirit. And he's asking you to cut those cords so that you can be free. And he's not going anywhere on the other side. The other side, it has no time, right? They don't know what time is. They don't really live that way. He's going to be right there when it's your time to come. He's not going anywhere. He's going to be right there waiting. And he's not waiting because, like I said, they don't know. They don't experience time like we do here. When you show up, it's going to be the perfect moment, and he's going to be right there ready. But in the meantime, okay. He wants you in this world where we do experience time and we do, you know, sit and marinate in this stuff sometimes. He wants you to get out of that. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to do things. He wants you to live your life and be whole, not sit around and you know, be sad and have regret. You know, and that was when you asked about your cat, that was immediately what I picked up on too, was that your cat is also looking at your sadness and saying, please don't be sad. I don't like you to be sad. And she's picking up your energy, just like DC had said. So, again, my family, we had to do this with our dog a few months back and tell her, you know, she's not here to take on our emotions. She's here for us to love her. And all three of us in our family, we did that, and she's been so much better because she was taking on everybody's how everyone was feeling in the house, and it was you know, it wasn't making her sick, made her not have an appetite and things. So you'll probably see a big shift in your cat once you do this and say, listen, you're here for me to love you, and that's all. You don't have to feel my emotions, you know, or that stuff. Mm-hmm. That's for me, and. You know, it's hard to mourn someone and to get over them. I do understand that. But we can't stay in that energy because what it's going to do is it's actually going to manifest physical illness for you too. You're going to become sick and ill because you stay in this vibration. And the last card I got for you is All Tied Up, which is you're bounding yourself with saying, I don't want to be in another relationship. That's fine. You know, you don't have to be, but you need to be in friendships and things like that with where you're with other people and you're enjoying your time and you're enjoying life and you're having experiences and you're doing fun things because you're still here living in this earthly body. And there's no sense in staying here just being sad, right? You should go out and have everything that you're able to have. That's what he wants for you. That's what anyone would want for their loved one that was still here. So I hope that helps you. I know sometimes it is, but not sometimes, I know it is difficult to get past losing someone. But, you know, find a special way that you're able to honor him each day where it's not sadness, right? Think of the joy that he brought to your life while he was here. And, you know, maybe it's where you walk in the door and, you know, each day you come home and you say, thank you, you know, and that could be just a beautiful thing. So, you know, you determine what will work for you, but it's you need to get out and live and be happy and smile because that's what he wants you to do. He's really calling for you to step out there and to live. So,
I quickly say that I have a lot of things that he had in his possession, and I have music that he used to listen to and all, and I have a helmet that he used to wear and his pictures things that he used to have, and I think something he gave me, like a ring, it's kind of like an engagement ring. I talk out to him every day, and I'd be hoping that he's hearing everything I'm saying. As for moving on, I think about doing things that I have not completed in my life, and learning new things, and driving is one of them. And I keep wondering if I'm going to be successful in learning how to drive if I try. Things like that. Yeah.
Well, and there's nothing wrong with talking to him every day. There's nothing wrong with maybe having like a little shrine to him, whatever you want to do. But he's just saying, don't, you know, I'm coming to this poem is don't sit at my graveside and weep because I'm not there. Right. So you can set up a shrine and all that, but he's not there and his memory is there. Don't get me wrong, but he wants to see you flourish and he wants to see you accomplish wonderful things and to have all the happiness. He does. And he's right there with you. He wants you to be successful in all of those things. So.
I'm sorry, that's my clock. I'm sorry.
Okay. I was like, oh, maybe we're having an intervention. but that's my message for you. And again, you know, Ronell, get out there and smile and be happy. He's supporting you. He's trying to push you to do that. And I'm gonna pass you over to Mary because I'm sure she has even more insight for you. But I hope that helps you. And give us a call back and let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, Anna, and thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Vernell. This is Mary. Wow, what beautiful messages that came through and from both DC and Liz. But these are, so I picked two cards for you from Talking to Heaven, and then the other one is from the Angel Prayers, because I feel like you need angels. The first card is Tears Cleanse the Soul. So this is a card from your boyfriend, and I'm sorry for your loss. It says, when you cry, I am even closer to you, hugging and reassuring you. Sometimes you feel my presence and sometimes not. However, I want you to know how beautiful you are when you are vulnerable with your heart fully open, feeling your raw emotions. Tears are a way to wash your soul of impurities, such as fear and worry. I'm so chilled. It's a healthy means of releasing painful feelings. So I'm very proud of you for allowing yourself to cry. I know that it's difficult and that you want the pain to end, and it will, I promise. Just know that your heart heals faster as you allow it to experience all these feelings. Don't try to stay composed or hold back tears. Cry if and when you need to. People will understand, and if they don't, that says much more about them than it does about you, because God gave us the ability to shed tears for a healing reason, and it takes a strong person to cry. Oh, I'm so chilled. And the card is like a heart with tears, made with tears. So it's so beautiful. Oh, my gosh, that's so beautiful. And then I got from your cat, because I guess I'm getting messages now, and from cats and dogs, and she said to give her love. Mom, give me love. That's what I heard. So I just wanted to say that. And then this beautiful card from the Angel Prayers card is Shine Your Light. So as the ladies were talking about you know, coming out and I felt like, oh, my gosh, this card is so perfect for you because you need to shine your light. You are a light. And then the general meaning of this card is you are blessed to have received this angel card today. As the angels feel the world is now ready to see the special gifts and talents that they call your light. You have been hiding yourself from the world for too long, and now is the time for you to step into your power and share the gifts you have with all of those around you. You are a great beacon of light, and when you walk into the room, many people benefit from your positive energy and heartfelt presence. I'm so chilled. The expanded interpretation of the card is your guardian angel is encouraging you to continue on your spiritual pathway and to help as many people as you can. It's important to look after your energy first, but if you can be of service to another, the angels are encouraging you. The mighty Archangel Uriel, which is spelled U-R-I-E-L, is standing before you today and showing you the way to go. However you feel called to serve humanity, it has been angelically inspired. Go for it and shine. And Archangel Uriel's name means God's light, and he is the angel of light. He brings the light, energy, and harmony of the sun into our lives so that we can feel youthful and inspired. He helps us feel healthy, balanced, and focused, too, so that we can have a clear picture of our goals and where they are taking us. If you're not sure what your next step should be, he can help solve problems or work through challenges. So call on Archangel Uriel for help and shine your light, girl. because you have a lot of light. You do, seriously. And you have a big heart because he showed me a heart here. And if you need to cry, cry. And like he says, if people think it's wrong for you to be crying, then you know what? They shouldn't be in your life, you know, because they should really have a heart the same way you do. I did get from him to honor him by going through the beautiful memories. And you did say, like, that you had pictures and stuff. So I felt like he was, as you were saying that, I was writing what he was telling me to honor him by going through the beautiful memories. Don't think of his passing. Just think of, you know, those beautiful memories you guys made together. And that's all I have. But please, for now, give us a call back and let us know, you know, how you're feeling and when you start sharing your light with others, because you do have that light, and ask Archangel Uriel to help you as well.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I'll place you on hold now, and thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you all for all of your answers.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Take care, hon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow, we have a long list of callers.
Wow.
The lines are just, like, off the hook. Okay, so I'm going to try to get that other caller from earlier and see if they pick up now.
Okay.
Area code 612. Welcome to Angel Answers.
Oh, that's me.
Can I have your first name?
My name is Constance.
Constance? Hi, Constance.
Hi.
Do you have a question for us? Hi.
Well, first of all, I'm a COVID-19 survivor. And this is, I'm now entering my 11th month, and I was a ballerina before I contracted COVID after a major surgery, and I was sent to a transitional care place, and 3 weeks later I was almost dead, and I spent 3 months in an intensive care and 3 months in a hospital. And now I'm been bedridden. This is my 11th month, and I'm learning how to walk, and then I have to have another surgery coming up, probably September, it looks like, with what's going on. So I'm, you know, I will never understand why, well, the extreme is I went from dancing literally all over the world and to not being able to walk on my own and to, you know, have people come into my house every day to try to get me, you know, rehabilitated, and this has just gone on for so long, and I don't, you know, I get very despondent from it, because I do laugh, because there are funny things to watch on TV, but there comes a point that you just go, oh, you know, I'm so tired, and my family is all passed over, and except for one sibling, but she won't speak to me anyways and hasn't for a long time. But I would like to know what you see about my COVID recovery. It's, you know, it feels like
okay.
My feet are lead bricks, and they used to be in point shoes.
Okay. I'll see what DC has for you, and I'll pull a card for you and see what comes through.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hi, Constance. This is DC. I'm so happy to connect with you. When you said your name, I heard miracles. I feel like you're telling your story, you know, all about what happened to you. I do feel that you are one of God's beautiful miracles. You're here for a reason, and, you know, just please hang in there. And, you know, let go and let give this all to God. Don't hang on to it, please. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I understand, you know, it is really hard and everything. I don't know, you know, why sometimes we don't understand, you know, why things happen the way they do. And for me, this is absolutely one of them. But I'm getting you've got to hold on to hope, okay? And you've got to trust in God's plan for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel you've got, like, an amazing personality.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whether you're laying in bed or whatever you're doing, that personality has never changed, Constance. You have this beautiful magnetic personality. You have the ability to connect and really attract people to you, and as well, you could bring opportunities your way, okay? But I'm getting, you know, Jesus, the angels, they're all asking you to please remain optimistic about your future. Whatever you're worrying about, you know, whatever things are on your mind, please let go and let God, okay? And allow the healing to come in, okay?
Mm.
And just, you know, just have hope and have faith for the future, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And please stay positive. That's what I'm getting from the divine for you. And, you know, just always, you know, put your fears and your worries and your cares in the form of prayer, Constance. Okay?
Oh, I pray every morning. And yesterday my priest came and gave me communion and the anointing of the sick. So it's in my life.
Well, allow yourself
time.
To receive. Allow yourself to receive is what I'm getting as well, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and,
yes.
You know, allowing people to do things for you, just see it as something that, you know, it's good for them as well, because when they're helping you, you're helping them as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just let go and let God, and allow God to use you, because I feel like you're helping others as well, okay? And you're probably thinking, you know, I don't know what's going on or why it's going on, but I'm just getting, you know, I keep hearing let go and let God, okay? And allow, you know, allow healing and allow miracles to come your way. Okay?
Mm.
And I do feel like there's so much more for you, Constance. I really do. I feel like there's so much more for you. Okay?
Mm. Yes.
But you've got to just let go, and you've got to let God in. And every day, no matter, like, you know, what we go through, just find something that you're grateful for. You could write it in a journal. You could say it aloud. And, you know, when we just find one thing, even if it's one thing a day to be grateful for, I feel like it, you know, it brings some beautiful miracles and hope in our life. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the angels are saying that you are this amazingly strong, beautiful woman. And just, you know, keep the faith is what I'm getting. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. The other things that I'm getting, I do feel like things are going to, you know, change for you in regard to health. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm also getting, like, you know, like breathing exercises. Do you do any kind of breathing exercises?
Oh, well, I have what's called COVID lungs. You know what those are. It's when you have COVID-19 and it's...
Right. Do they give you like a little plastic instrument to breathe into?
Oh, well, I was an asthmatic before I even got COVID, so I kind of had a double whammy happen to me, and yeah, I have my inhalers.
Okay. Laugh, like when you're watching something funny, that helps to exercise the lungs. So even when you're watching like a funny comedy story, that's going to help.
I didn't use inhalers when I was a ballerina because it exercised my lungs.
Right. You know, well, we still have to exercise your lungs, even though you're, you know, that you're in bed and you had COVID, and I understand about the asthma. But if you watch something funny and you laugh, that's going to be helpful as well.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm getting, you know, hon, you called into the show, and I'm also getting be open to spiritual healing as well, Constance.
Right.
Okay. Because there, you know, when we think about healing, there are so many ways that a person can heal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And let go and let God. Allow God and the angels to come in and help you to give you what you are needing.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
And just, you know, try to focus on like the entire picture. Just take everything one step at a time. Okay, and allow yourself, first of all, to believe that you deserve to get better because you truly do. And don't be afraid to ask for help if you are needing help, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And honor yourself just as you are right now today as you are connecting with us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And honor your body. It may not be functioning the way it did, but it is still serving you, okay? Okay,
mm-hmm.
Constance?
Right.
Okay. And I understand, like, it's just, you know, it plays on your mind and your heart, and I feel like your nerves are, like, all frayed and everything. But I'm getting you back.
Well, because I have a catheter now, I wear a bag. I have a bag now and a catheter,
yeah.
And I have to have a reversal of this whole situation in a few months.
Oh.
And it's very scary, of course, because
it is.
It wasn't
but you've
fun
got a
the first time.
You know what? You've got this divine team with you as well. You're not alone. We're here to help you. The angels are with you. And I feel like they nudged you to call in tonight and speak with us. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Thinking about, like, times gone by. Like, I'm getting memories from the past.
Oh, so many in my dreams. Oh, you can't imagine the visits that I get. I get a lot of visitors.
Okay. Well, I'm getting, you know, that's good too because it's going to help you. And I'm also getting, like, something may happen suddenly, even in a spiritual sense. Okay? So allow yourself, you know, to connect with your divine team, the angels, and allow them to help you to go forward, Constance. And, you know, you could meditate, you know, and allow your guidance to, you know, to help you. That's in the upper stomach area. And I'm getting, you know, you're going to get guidance from yourself. You're going to get it from other people as well as the angels. Okay?
Mm.
So please, you know, please believe, you know, that you are deserving of healing and love yourself the way you are. And the angels are surrounding you now with unconditional love. Please allow your heart to open and allow yourself to receive it, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And surrender, please, to divine timing, because sometimes God's timing is not our timing, okay? And, you may not be... Excuse me, hon?
Our timing was never our timing. It's always God's timing. We don't know.
Right. Sometimes, you know, like, it is different than our timing. So allow things to manifest, you know, in his time. Be patient and just trust is what I have for you. I hope that helped you. I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies, and I just want to say we're always here for you. Please, you know, feel free to connect with us. We love, you know, we love to help, and we love, you know, connecting with you.
Thank you.
And please, you know, the last thing I want to say is don't focus on what needs to happen, but just focus on seeing yourself healthy,
okay?
And just, you know, have positive emotions with that because that will send, like, positive vibes through your body, okay?
Okay.
God bless you, Constance. Liz?
Yes. So I pulled a couple cards for you, Constance, and I'm going to tell you, they're pretty amazing, to be honest, even though you're not feeling that way right now. The first card is blessings and abundance. So that just tells me right off the bat that there's good things coming for you. I think you're going to get back to where you were. But your second card is Mother, Father, God, and it's really about connecting with your higher power, whatever that is that you believe in, and having faith, just like DC said. You obviously know about divine timing. We can't choose. But just have that faith that you're going to get better, knowing that you're going to get better. Begin even telling yourself that. I'm healthy. I'm on my way to healing. I'm working to become better every day. You know, just things like that. When we say positive affirmations, words are so powerful. Without us even realizing it, they affect us. They raise our vibration or lower our vibration. So by telling yourself, I am healing, I'm on my way to getting better, I will be dancing soon, you know, all of those things, even though today you may not feel the best, little by little, you're going to start to improve yourself. And pretty soon, you know, you'll look back and say, geez, look how far I've come. You've probably already, if you look back to the beginning of your journey with this, you've already come quite a bit away. So remember that, you know, every one step forward is a step in the right direction. Sometimes they're not 10 at a time. And unfortunately, that's not our choice. But but you're getting there.
Right.
And you will get there. You're going to be better. and like DC said, you know, showing gratitude every day, the blessings and abundance, that's what I was going to say too, was each day, try to write down at least one thing that you can be thankful for. And if you do that, the abundance starts to multiply, right? You'll just have more and more blessings every day. It won't any longer be one. It'll be two. Then it'll be five. And then it'll be 10. And then pretty soon you'll just be on this high because your health is going to improve too with changing that mindset, that you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm already better. And the next card I got for you is community. And what's neat about this card is it's, to me, I believe they're supposed to be muses on here, but they looked like ballerinas to me is what I would call them. And it's saying to connect with those people, connect with your fellow ballerina friends, right? And have them uplift you with, you know, just those feelings of, because I know, you know, I've done theater before. So when you're with your like fellow peers that do that, you're in such a different vibration, right? You're happy. You're like on this high because you just love that. It's your art. So talk to those people, you know, talk to your friends that dance and let them come and spend time with you or FaceTime with them, you know, communicate because you need that community. Community is kind of our support system that builds us up and helps us to keep ourselves in that positive vibe. Sometimes when we don't feel well, we try to shut everybody out. And really, you need to call people in so that you feel better, so that you feel connected to that group, so you still feel connected to dance, right? And by talking to people that are in it, that you've worked with, you'll be able to keep that connection.
Oh, well, I've got friends all over the world that message me. I've got on Facebook, and so, you know, there's a lot of days that goes by that I don't hear from England or Scotland or Sweden or Germany or Russia, you know. I have friends that I've danced with that I've known for 40 years, and we're all aging. That's a given. But we all remember when once upon a time, and we do post pictures of remember this and it's funny, or remember this and remember when we were on the wrong train to Paris and we were supposed to be somewhere else. You know, stuff like that. You know, it's just they do lift me up. They're very, and they send me messages, and there's
so many of them that know me so well that they know what to say, or they send me giant hugs and say, you know, well, one of them calls himself Yoda. He used to throw Swedish ballet, you know, he's the Yoda master, you know. They're,
they have a sense of humor. Don't be afraid to when you're having days where you feel really down and you need someone to send you a message, don't be afraid to put it out there too and say, you know what, I'm not having a good day today. If somebody could, you know, send a little love my way, something to make me smile, don't be afraid to ask for it too. Because sometimes we wait for other people and they don't know necessarily. Sometimes they do and they, you know, you get these great little messages. But if you're really feeling that you need it, call out and ask for it, because they want to support you. They're your friends. They're your peers. And there's genuine concern out there for you as well. So don't be afraid. You know, don't just think you have to wait for it to come in. Don't be afraid to ask, because they're going to, you know, they're all going to be there to support you as well.
Yeah, there's a procedure that I go through every Friday. And, you know, it gets, and it makes me not feel so well. And they know about it because I write that I survived yet another one. But it's every Friday without fail. And it's what where I am, we call it ishy or icky or whatever you want to say. But it's not fun. It doesn't take long, but it doesn't make you feel so swell, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And then the other thing I did for you is I pulled an animal spirit card, and the one I got is the cow. And the cow is a symbolism of fertility, purity, and divinity. And so it's not fertility in the means of having children. It's fertility in having an abundant life, having a fulfilled life. So anytime that you're feeling like things aren't going your way, call in the cow spirit, because that's going to give you that extra little push, that extra little sigh of relief, you know, to know that you've got things under control, that good things are coming your way, and tap into that. So that's the messages that I have for you. And I'm sure Mary has some beautiful ones as well. So I'm going to pass you along to her. And I hope that helps you, Constance.
Thank you.
You know, I know COVID has been tough on a lot of people. And, you know, just trust in the universe, because the help is coming your way. It is being sent already. It's just, you know, again, our timing is not our own. So. All right, I'll leave you with that, and please let us know how you're doing and call us back sometime, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hi, Constance. It's Mary. So as the ladies were talking, I was just so chilled I had to get a jacket. So a lot of things were coming through, because I kept hearing God wanted to slow you down. And I was like, huh? And then as I read the meaning of the card that I'm going to read for you, it's God incidences. You know, God does things in mysterious ways, sometimes to slow us down, to show us something. And I'm just getting tingly in my crown, which means I'm right. And he said, I had a plan. You know, he has a plan for you. And then the card I pulled for you is the synchronicity card, and it says, there is a reason for some of the experiences you've been going through recently. There are no coincidences in your life. Everything is perfectly timed by God and the universe. So trust that your angels are sending you divine guidance through the information and people coming into your life at this time. There is a positive guidance here for you. trust the process and the path that is being shown to you, as it will take you forward one step at a time until where you need to be. The angels of synchronicity are here to guide you and will remind you of their presence at the perfect time. And the expanded meaning of the card is there's no such thing as chance. All is guided. If you come across an opportunity that is perfectly timed for you, know that this is the work of angels. There are no coincidences, only God incidences. God and his angels are sending signs and messages through people and situations that seem perfect for what's happening in your life now. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to begin or even end a project, note that there are no synchronistic events occurring right now to show you the truth of the situation. So when we're in synchronicity, we're going to start seeing like the same number patterns. Like lately, all I see is the same number patterns, like 11-11, 5-5-5, 1-11, 3-5. So many synchronistic numbers. So it could be 11-44, 12-12. You know, they all have meaning. So I'm not sure if you've been seeing numbers, but, you know, like I felt like I know God has a plan for all of us. And, you know, if it was to slow you down, then, you know, and think of another path to go to, then, you know, that could be it. But, I mean, the synchronicity card shows nothing but good times and good signs for you. And then the other card I pulled for you, which is similar to what DC mentioned, was I think she mentioned breathing exercises. So I got the meditate card, which is, we know, meditation is, we have to breathe with the meditation. And it says, anytime you feel overwhelmed by anger or frustration, close your eyes and connect with the angels around you. They are a great part of your life, and they want you to remove the feelings that aren't serving you so that you can have a deeper and richer connection with them. Meditate and connect with heaven to extend your awareness so you can become more aware of who surrounds you on an energetic level. So what that tells me is sometimes people around us have negative vibrations that's how I want to word it. Like, you know, if we're in a good place, anyone that comes in will feel them and will get tired and exhausted and sleepy and cranky. You know, once we're at that level, it's just so nice, you know, to be at that meditative level. They really want you to connect with them. The expanded interpretation of the card is you're really independent as a soul, and it's wonderful how self-sufficient you are, but the angels are encouraging you to spend some time meditating and welcoming their help and the help of God, so that you can be a co-creator of your world and their light and that of your creator, God. Anytime you find yourself about to use the word dislike, close your eyes, or angry, close your eyes for a few moments and focus on something that makes you feel safe, free, and blessed, something you love, which I'm picturing you dancing as a ballerina. So anytime you get like really upset or something at something, just think of yourself dancing and being free and flowing. I'm just picturing you dancing. So it's so beautiful. I feel like you're going to go and this is going to be a story to be told, like DC said, where you're going to share it. Like I had COVID, I was sick. I was really, really sick, and I beat it. And here I am today, after COVID, and I'm just so chilled with this reading because I feel you're going to come out of this really, really stronger than before. So I hope that really helped, Constance. Sure you give us a call back and let us know when you're back or if you need assistance, you know, a little push here and there or guidance from your angels. Yeah. Just give us a call. Okay.
I'll call you after my surgery.
Okay, good luck with your surgery and love and light to you.
Love and light. God bless you all.
Okay. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Okay. So we have more callers, but we only have 25 minutes left. So I'm going to pick up the next caller.
Okay.
Are y'all ladies ready?
Did I'm ready. Ready?
Oh, okay. I thought I lost CC because I know there's storms over there.
Okay. I'm here. I'm holding on here.
Okay, no problem. Okay. Area code 703. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Angel Answers.
Yeah, we have
storms here,
too.
Can I have your first name? Oh, you do.
My name's
Andrea.
I'm in Virginia. We have lots of storms out here now.
Oh, boy.
Oh, goodness.
Do you have a question for us, Andrea?
Yes. I recently started talking to this guy named Charles. We live in a different state, but I don't know what energy you pick up with him. But, you know, just thought I'd ask.
Okay.
Okay. And what is your first name again, honey? It was a little crackly when you were talking.
Andrea.
Yeah, it's still a little bit crackly. Okay. So you're talking to a gentleman, okay, named Charles. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. The first thing that I heard, Andrea, was the word karma. Okay, so I'm getting, you know, just stay calm. Okay, and then I was given a piece of green adventurine for you to use to do some heart chakra work. Okay, as well I was given a piece of rose quartz. Okay.
Yeah, I have
those. Okay, so those two crystals would be really, really helpful. Okay, so like I said, I did, the first thing I heard was the word karma. And as we know, karma is like a lot of the times means unfinished business, okay?
Wait, there's two Charleses. I dated a guy like 3 years ago named Charles. This is maybe a different one?
Okay.
This Charles
okay, does
Georgia.
This Charles that you're dating now, does he have lighter hair?
No, he's African-American.
Okay. I'm just trying to see, because I see a gentleman with lighter hair for some reason, and I don't know why they're showing me the gentleman with the lighter hair. Okay. So I'm just going to try to see if they'll give me Charles. Hold on. Okay. Well, I do see the angels around you, and I do feel like there's positive energy. And I'm also getting a healing relationship. Okay? So
okay.
I do feel like this is, you know, this is going to be good. Okay? Yeah, I do feel like angelic energy around the two of you, hon. Okay? And I'm feeling like he's very protective, is what they're showing me. Okay, I'm just trying to see what else I'm going to get here. Okay. And I feel like the universe is just, it's shining upon you right now in the area of love. Okay. My dog Ginger's coming in, and she's saying love is in the air. She's saying don't be afraid to go with the flow. Make sure that you're open and you're communicating. Are you, you know, do you have that beautiful open communication?
Yeah, we video chat, we call, we text. So.
Okay, well, I do feel like, you know, that it can develop into something really nice. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting, you know, follow your heart. Is what the angels are saying. I'm just trying to see. Okay. Yeah, I'm getting, you know, just visualize where you want this relationship to go. Okay?
Okay.
Now, when you feel like there's two, you know, there's two Charles, I'm feeling like, you know, you've known this gentleman from a past lifetime. So when I said karma, I mean, I still feel like you do know from a past lifetime. Okay?
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So that's why I was getting, like the karma, because you're back together, during this lifetime. Okay, so you do have some unfinished business. I do feel like there's chemistry there. Okay, and I was getting healing, so I do feel like, this can be a very beautiful healing relationship. Okay?
Okay.
But for you as well, I'm getting you holding on to some feelings from the past. And that could be from that lifetime. So it is time to let go of them. Okay,
yeah,
and I'm also saying it's sort of like you have almost like this encasement around your heart, hon. Okay? And you've got to allow the angels to come in and take it off so that you could fully love again. Okay? And, your higher self is saying, Andrea, if you want to have love, true love, you've got to let go of the encasement. This encasement, it stops you from being hurt again, but you're not going to be able to have, the true love that you're desiring. So on a certain level, though, you're afraid of being hurt again. You sort of got your defenses up, okay?
Yeah, the last two relationships have left at the 4-month mark, for whatever reason, one went back to an ex-wife, and one for whatever other reason. But, yeah, so I'm a little dated at some times, but I try not to be.
Okay. Well, you know what? If you allow the angels to come in, Archangel Michael has this beautiful little mallet, and he wants to gently just, tap on that encasement and remove it and know that, you're not going to keep making, the same mistakes as in the past, like the two of you. Things are going to be, healed, and you can go forward and have, a loving relationship, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I do feel like, you have a lot of potential with that relationship, hon. That's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies, and I thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Andrea, this is Liz, and a really unique thing happened here. The deck that I'm using, I pulled out cards that are in sequential order. I got 18, 19, and 20. And this is a deck that's been a long time. Believe me, the cards are not in any order whatsoever. I've used this deck probably 100 times, so the chances that I would do that are really, really odd. So the way I'm looking at it, though, is that this is it's giving me a past, present, and future reading here for you. And so what I'm seeing is the first card is anxiety. And I feel that you're bringing in some anxiety from past experiences. And we tend to do that. It's human nature to tie one experience to another. We tend to do it. But what we need to remember is that each experience is actually separate from another. No two are alike. And they only become alike when we bring that past into the now. So when we look at the past, I always think of it as a warning or a reminder of, this is the kind of stuff we don't want, right? Or maybe, sometimes it is stuff we want, but in this case, we don't really want anxiety. So it's telling you to, let that anxiety go. Don't think about the past and what's happened. Let this be a new situation, a new experience. Be open, because when we're not open, we can't fully experience the experience. And then the next card is rest and rejuvenation. And it's actually a picture of a man meditating. So I have a feeling you're very intuitive. You get the feelings of when something's right, when something's wrong. So what it's telling you right now is to tap into that. Clear your mind of all the other clutter and mumbo jumbo, right? And just sit and breathe in this relationship, breathe in this man, breathe in, all the things, the experiences that you have had with just him so far, right? And just how does it really make you feel? Where are you feeling it? Does it feel positive? Does it feel negative? you know, and you're going to know from that. And to be honest, I don't feel that it is negative, but that, again, is, you know, you have to decide that for yourself.
Yeah.
And then the last card is envy. And what I'm seeing here is that beware of envious patterns from yourself. I feel it's more from yourself than from the other person. That's why I say that I think that, that this relationship is the right one. But again, you know, it's good for you to tap in and ask for those answers, because that's how you begin to trust your own intuition. But watch out for yourself having envious behaviors, you know, where you may, you know, be thinking about how other people's relationships are, or you know, that kind of thing, because we aren't meant to have the same situations as other people either. Sometimes our things are different than someone else's, and that's what we want, really. We don't want to live the same life as someone else. We want to have our own.
Exactly.
Don't put your thoughts in that. What I'm getting is that don't put your thoughts in that arena where, you know, I want to have this, I want to have a life like so-and-so, right? Make sure that you want to have the life that's perfect for you and him. So, I think it's, you know, it's very beautiful, just some things to watch out for. And if you sense yourself going down that path, it's easy to correct, you know, say, oh, wait, I'm doing these behaviors. I don't want to do this. And I'm, you know, just say, nope, I'm not going to do it. Surrendering, throw your hands up. Say, nope, this isn't the way I want to behave. And with that, the present card, the rest and rejuvenation, I made a note here to go in and cut cords with your past lovers, too, your past experiences. So you can go on YouTube or any of the meditation apps.
Oh, I've done that before.
You've done a cord cutting. Okay. So it's calling you just to do that, because that helps to clear the energy too, and to make you even more open, and to not connect that relationship to another one, because it's a natural human tendency to do that. That's just how we have become programmed. But you know, when we can separate it, it's so much more beautiful, and we can fully enjoy each experience separately the way that it was meant to be. So,
okay.
I think you do have something very positive coming, or you're involved in. But it's, you know, you tapping in, and I think that's what you're really being called to do, is to tap into your inner voice and become more comfortable with it. To be honest, because I feel the universe is telling you it's time, and it's time for you to make this decision. It's time for you to grab it by the reins and decide where you're going to go. So that's my message for you. And I'm going to pass
you
along to Mary, because I'm sure she has something equally as beautiful. And you're very welcome. And call us back and let us know how you make out.
I will.
I do, Andrea. And when you mentioned Charles, I got a heart expansion, which normally means a yes. And, you know, I know that there was two Charles, so I actually honed in to the present Charles. So I got a heart expansion. And then I said, angels, please let me know through a card. And then I got the card, you're ready. So you are ready for this relationship. And I'm so chilled. And then as Liz mentioned something similar to what she said. I pulled in a postcard from Spirit, which is so synchronistic. So I'm going to read the postcard for you. It says, Dearest you, there is only one you, and you have a unique path and a special purpose. You're supposed to have a specific experience in this world and meet certain people, but then it is up to you how you live, how awake you choose to be, and how willing you are to grow and strip away what's false. Don't compare yourself to others. It's easy to think a person is happier just because their outside looks good according to society standards. but you can't know anyone's internal experience. Compare yourself only to your past self. And they keep reiterating that who you were before to what you are now. See how far you've come. Don't be distracted by what others are doing or accomplishing. Stay focused on what inspires you. That's how you get successful and find happiness. Want what you have now, not what someone else has. We love you immensely and know your journey ahead is sparkling with miracles and wondrous things. Just trust. Loving you forever and ever, Spirit. And then it says on the back of the card is a dragon, and it says, you are fierce, girl.
It's also I put my dragon on my screen protector as my protector.
No way. Oh, my God. Yes. Isn't that amazing? So you are fierce. Yeah. How synchronistic is that? That's beautiful.
Yeah.
So you're ready and you're fierce and, you know, just think of where you were in the past to how far you've come now. And, you know, don't compare yourself with others, you know, because that's
Most of my friends' relationships are crappy, so I don't compare.
Yeah, exactly. It's okay. Okay. No problem. And I don't know.
My married
relationship
is crappy. I don't want hers.
So I'm being asked to tell you about mirror work. I don't know if you do it, like you tell yourself, I love you every morning, look at yourself in the mirror and say, I love you. I do it every morning, every night. It's really good. It helps us, you know, and the I am affirmations, you know. I do that as well, you know, and always be thankful for everything we have. Be grateful. Just like Liz said with another caller, you know, always have a gratitude, something you're grateful for every day, one thing at least, you know. I'm grateful for a new day every day, you know, for this happy new day.
Well,
you know,
last
that's how
year
we
I went
have
through
to say.
I do that because last year I went through a whole medical thing and I'm still kind of dealing with some residual. Turns out I had a huge fibroid that wasn't diagnosed for some time and end up having surgery, losing a kidney because of it. And now I'm still having like issues with some reflux, like burning in my throat. So I am grateful that, you know, it wasn't a cancer scare, you know, I mean, that I'm still here and, I literally looked like I was pregnant and couldn't figure out what was going on until almost a year later. So I'm very grateful every day that I can fit into clothes that I couldn't fit into before. So, and I've lost some weight. So, you know, I'm very grateful that it wasn't what it was. So, every day.
Exactly. So that's great.
Well,
Andrea, it was great reading for you. Make sure you give us a call back and let us know how the relationship is going.
Hopefully this weekend when we see each other.
Is going. Yeah.
I will definitely let you know.
Stay safe with that rain over there.
I know. It's terrible. It's like pitch black. It's wicked dark out here, as we say.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling, Andrea.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, bye.
Bye. Guys, we have 6 minutes, and there is a chat question. Are you guys okay with picking up the chat question? It's from All Things Healing 111, and it says, hi, beautiful ladies. If you are called, I would love a reading, general reading, or whatever spirit I need. Thank you.
Beautiful. You were breaking up a little bit, Mary. What is the name of the caller?
All Things Healing 111. She
wants to know if
we are called to, a general reading or whatever spirit wants to hear.
Okay, well, the first that I got was the word abundance. And as we know, the universe has unlimited abundance. Please ask for what you are wanting and know that, you know, when you do, there's enough for everyone. Okay, so sometimes I feel like this beautiful soul is afraid to ask for more because they're thinking they're taking from someone else, and that is so not true. So please ask for what it is that you are wanting. You truly, truly do deserve it, okay? And I'm also getting it's time to let go. Let go and let God. Allow the universe to bring to you what you are wanting, but maybe it's going to come in a way that you didn't expect. Okay? So the more that you just sit back and relax after you put your intention out there, the easier it's going to be for the universe to deliver, you know, what it is to you that they want to bring. Okay? So it's just, you know, allow things to unfold in the way that they will unfold in divine timing. So I feel like there's a lot of good coming your way. So please just, you know, just let go and know that you're deserving of all that you're wanting. Okay? And I feel this beautiful, beautiful new energy around you. And use it to, you know, look over, you know, everything that's going on in your life and think about what it is that you want to do next. All right, ladies, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay. Well, that was beautiful, DC. This is Liz, and I've got three cards here for all things healing. And the first one, just like you said, lots of opportunity coming. It's adjacent possibilities, and it's a hallway with all these doors in places that you wouldn't expect, some on the floor, some on the ceiling, and this beautiful white light at the end, which just tells me that there's good things ahead of you, but they may not be in the way that you expect. So, you know, keep your eyes open, keep your options open, don't keep the scope too narrow, because opportunity is everywhere. And a lot of times we tend to put the blinders on and we narrow things and we miss these beautiful chances or opportunities that we have come to us that may not necessarily seem run-of-the-mill or normal. Sometimes the most amazing opportunities come out of left field. So be open, be aware, take a chance, you know, don't be afraid to try something out. Don't be afraid to, to listen to someone's, sales pitch, is, for lack of a better word. Hear people out, because you might get something might click that you're like, oh, I didn't think of that. So there's always opportunity out there, and sometimes it just doesn't come in the form that we have anticipated for ourselves. And the next card is joy and contentment, which just tells me, again, more confirmation that there's great things coming, that you're going to be happy, that they're going to set you up to be in a lifestyle that's comfortable for you. You won't feel like you're struggling or any of those things. And then the last card is composure. And this just is telling me to remind you to take a deep breath. Sometimes, especially right now, one of the things with the energy of this full moon is that we can become a little volatile and we can say things that we don't mean. So it's remembering, practice the pause. When someone says something that you don't like and you feel like you want to respond, take a deep breath, count to three, and keep your composure, right? Because our composure is really what sets the stage for who we are, and we don't always know who's watching. So I just want to, you know, put that out there for you to make sure that you're not reacting. Because a lot of times we do that. That's really how we get programmed in life. So, just remember when you feel triggered by something, take a couple deep breaths, walk away from it, clear your head, and come back with a different, you know, when you can talk about it calmly and rationally. And I'm going to pass it over to Mary so she can give her message.
Hi, this one is for all things healing. I got the Remain Positive card from the Angel Answers deck. And the angels, what this really means is the angels are really asking you to keep an optimistic attitude. There's momentum building up toward the creation of your desires. And I feel like so many great things are coming toward you. So don't lose hope because your dreams are all coming true. And then I kept looking to the bottom of the deck, which was the helpful people card. I feel like there's so many people that are going to come to be in your group or in something. Like, it's a group of people coming together to help. I feel like healing you. So I see a lot of angels surrounding this lady and giving her lots of healing. So that's another thing I'm getting. And then I pulled a postcard from Spirit for you. It says, "Dear you, the simple yet powerful law of cause and effect means everything is in relationship. Every action on earth has a consequence, and even in the spirit world, there's a consequence for every action taken on your behalf. Right now, you're facing conditions that were set in motion by past decisions. Consequences are coming into being in your favor. They will remind you that making good choices and listening to your intuition pay off. If some things are a little off and uncertain, know that whatever you are facing, you can step beyond it just by using your imagination and acting on that instead of reacting to what is being presented. Everything you think and do has far-reaching reverberations in the web of life. Move to higher ground and have faith that what goes around comes around. The universe is always self-correcting anyway. Isn't that amazing? How much we adore you." And it says in the back of the card is, "You are divine beauty." How wonderful. That is such a beautiful reading to end the show.
Absolutely.
So I'm not sure. I mean, the show ended. I mean, we could take, I'm going to take on the phone numbers that called. I jotted them down before they hung up. But they can call next week and we can pick them up first. I jotted down the numbers, so we can do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that'll be great. I mean, we did an amazing job this evening, ladies. Helped so many different callers.
Yes.
And
yes.
And we're here, you know, weekly, and we're so, you know, happy to connect with everyone.
Yeah.
But
absolutely.
I want to thank the two of you as well. What a beautiful night with beautiful readings.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. You as well, BC.
Yes.
It was a great
thank
night.
You. It was really beautiful.
And Ginger,
really, really beautiful.
Joel, for that opening.
Oh, well.
Archangel Raphael, we can't forget him.
Yes, yes. Oh, goodness.
Absolutely.
Oh, Jonas.
And we, I was going to say, we made it through the storms with no technical difficulties.
We did. We did. And you know, I'm laughing. And here we have Joan saying, "Liz, I was trying to send you a sign, you know, that I was with you, but Ginger took it and buried it." So. So they were having a little bit of fun on the sidelines, I guess, which was nice.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that is nice.
Too cute.
That is.
But we thank them for joining us always.
Yes, and I look forward to next week to having Nicole and Lynn back with us. And I can't wait for some of those amazing readings that you're going to give with your new deck.
Yeah,
of
absolutely.
Yeah,
oh,
so we can't
wait.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you. You
all
guys
right,
have a blessed rest of your night there. And I, unfortunately, like where I am, I can't see anything in the sky because it was thundering so bad and everything. So I'm just going
to
put my attention there, even though I can't see anything.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know, because I don't think we're going to see the moon tonight with this thunderstorm.
No,
I
got
I don't
a beautiful
either.
Picture last night. So.
Oh, I did
yes,
as well.
Did.
And yes, you did. Everybody's picture was beautiful. But I also, the funny thing with me was I was taking pictures of objects that were still, and the energy from the objects was like all over the picture, where you couldn't even see what the picture was. It was just energy, which was really strange.
Wow. That's beautiful.
And I posted those, like a couple of them, on our page, and it was just like unbelievable. But everything truly is energy, and it just, it was wow, you know. even though we don't see things moving, they are vibrating. You know, there is movement there, you know. So I did post like a couple of those. The energy was wild last night. It was absolutely wild.
Yes, it was.
I was awoken and so many times.
Yeah, it's been crazy. But you ladies are, you know, you're such a blessing to everyone. I thank you for, you know, being here and being part of my journey and part of the beautiful Sacred Embers group and, you know, and being on the radio and helping people. You're just such a blessing.
Thank you. You as well, DC.
You too, DC. Thank you.
So make sure that you, you know, take a little time for yourselves, ladies, and do something nice just for you, okay?
Yeah, we'll do.
Absolutely. I'm going to put my moon water out.
Yes. The moon water. Oh, my gosh, yes.
And
well, that sounds amazing,
right?
I have
we'll have a very blessed. My crystals.
Yes. Oh, my goodness, yes. All the good
so
stuff.
So much we could do tonight.
Yes. All right, ladies.
Well, have a good night,
amazing
ladies.
Fact. The storm here is, like, letting up, so I could actually get outside for a couple minutes.
Oh, yeah,
awesome.
Who knows? Maybe the moon will peek
take
out.
Some pictures. Yes, hopefully.
Hope so. Well, take care, and I look forward to joining everyone next week. Good night, ladies.
Yes. Good night.